to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What if I told you 401k, the mutual fund, and the work till you're 65 dream was a scam? My guest today, Lane Kawaoka, lived that life. Engineer by title, but for 12 years, he was quietly building a real estate empire. Behind the scenes, now he's dropped the suit and stepped into a mission, helping regular people like you and I escape broken wealth systems and build real freedom. We're talking about cash flow over doubt, over clout, syndications over stock tips, and why being cheap with your noodles might just be the smartest move you make. Like and subscribe and share this one, because Lane's breaking down how middle class can rise without begging the systems for scraps. Welcome to the show, Lane.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great intro. I like that. Especially the noodles, the ramen noodles.
Yes, I had them when I was in China. Let me tell you, every day. But it's different here in America. So, okay. So let's, what motivated you to, you know, to get off script to a new life?
Well, I kind of fell in this by accident, right? Like I graduated college with an engineering degree, started to work for the man. And again, on this linear path of 401k, you know, getting the match there. But what I didn't realize is, you know, I was just investing in what Wall Street wants you to invest, retail investments. Right. And again, bought a house to live in, because that's what everybody said you're supposed to do. But because I was traveling all over for work as a construction supervisor, I, you know, had this big home to myself, but I was only home on Saturday. It's kind of silly. So I decided to rent it out on a whim. And that was kind of where I got this taste of cash flow. And like, wow, like if I just did this a few more times, I'd be able to, you know, escape the rat race.
Yeah. Right. So you lived the double life. You like with a as a licensed engineer by day and real estate by night. What did it bring you? Did it bring you, you know, freedom? What did it bring you once you did it the first time?
Well, I mean, it took a long time to get substantial cash flow, right?
Like, gotcha.
The first property was know, the rents were $2,200, the PITI mortgage was like $1,600. So in the beginning, it was just like a few hundred dollars of beer money coming in.
Oh, okay.
But then I realized rental property owners, and this is what a lot of people don't realize and why I try and spread the word on this stuff is, you know, yeah, you're making money with the cash flow, but there's a few other ways you're making money too. Tax benefits, you're saving a lot of money in taxes. Right. Your tenants are paying down your mortgage for you as opposed to you. So you're getting equity built up that way. And then, of course, the appreciation that we all know well with real estate. So, you know, that was kind of where when I added all this up, I was like, wow, I'm making way more money than the 401k stuff. Why would anybody
want to do that? No. Right. So to all areas, I see what you're pointing out there. That's very good. I see that. Yeah. What's the biggest lie that sold to people about real estate investing today?
Well, I guess when people think of real estate investing, they think of flipping houses, wholesaling houses. And I've never really done any of that. When I started, it was just buying and holding, right? I also call it the buy, hope, and pray model too, right? Because today we do that on bigger deals. But
yeah,
I think that's still a great way to get started, right? And
jump
onto the website. We have a lot of free resources for people, analyzers, et cetera, to get started buying rental real estate, as I did from 2009 to 2015 when I was working my day job, you know, secretively on the side, I guess. But, you know, make no mistake, I was passive, right? Okay. Like I was able to focus still on my professional job while doing this.
Okay.
But to do that, you need money, right?
Right.
No money down, because that doesn't exist, right? Like if you're trying to sell programs to people, to trick people to doing that type of stuff, it's out there. Just be warned. But what I was doing is just saving up 20% down payment and rinse washing, right? So that's the type of investing that I kind of
Gotcha.
Out there.
Okay. You say that middle class is shrinking, and I know you're right. So what's the blueprint for someone making 60 to 80K a year who's tired of being broke?
Yeah, you have to invest, right? And in particularly invest in the right things. The nice thing about, I mean, there's a lot of things you can invest in, right? You can gamble on crypto, and, you know, I like real estate because it produces cash flow for you. It's a hard asset and you get these great tax benefits. So, you know, I'm not giving anybody tax advice, but if they need a new CPA, reach out for a referral. But, you know, I learned this very early on. You can depreciate the property improvement value, and you can take that, those losses, and you can apply that to your real estate earnings.
Right. And
there's also some other advanced tactics out there that I have in my book with real estate professional status, where a lot of investors are able to offset some of their high income elsewhere. Right. So I think real estate has a lot of good things going for it. But in a nutshell, you have to invest in assets, right, that produce money for you.
Yeah,
and it's going to be slow in the beginning, but at some point, you know, the amount of income that you get from these assets are going to be able to pay for more and more of these assets, and eventually surpass what you spend in a month. And that's when you go zero gravity. You break the gravity of the atmosphere in a way, and you're financially independent.
Okay. And you're also an author. So could you talk a little bit about your book to the audience, please?
Yeah. So the Wealth Elevator book found on Amazon is a book primarily written for people who are looking to buy little rental properties and get into syndications and private placements as accredited investors, right? I think there's a lot of great books out there, like Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, you know, a lot of financial books out there, but a lot of those are written for people getting started in debt. A lot of the advice is, you know, keep a freaking budget. Don't spend more money than you make. Which I think applies to most people out there. The thing is, in our ecosystem, our investors, they make good money. They've got pretty good financial habits out there. And they're wondering how to get to that next level, right? How to get into the multi-million dollar.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
right? Not quite to family office level, right? But because typically that takes two or three generations of steady growth. But, you know, what are the, a lot of these tactics that I learned, like I kind of pieced together myself when I was, you know, buying rental properties for a decade, and I moved up to larger deals, and I started to interact with other accredited investors.
Right. Now,
before this, I never, you know, my parents never owned rental real estate. I didn't know any other accredited investors. I didn't have a rich uncle. So I had to kind of piece this together all by myself. Right. So I kind of scattered the nation, you know, joined a lot of good groups, a lot of bad ones too, a lot of wasted money. Mm-hmm. And I kind of distilled everything down into the Wealth Elevator book, that best practices that I learned, and a lot of this surrounded investing in alternative investments such as real estate off of the retail market, right? So a lot of these are, you know, you have to find the people and invest directly. Like, right. You know, you can invest in a REIT that invests in an apartment, but with REITs, there's so much middlemen, financial planners that sell you stuff. Right, the idea is either go buy the rental property on your own or get directly to the source and work directly with the general partner sponsor. Kind of the middleman.
Right.
A lot of this
in
turn, you know, creates a lot of these tax advantages for you to pay a lot less taxes and then a little bit infinite banking. You know, that's the formula, right? That's the 1-2-3 trifecta that I learned, that I employed myself, that I was like, wow, this is pretty powerful. But the opposite than what we're all taught. But, you know, actually pretty, not, you know, not the hardest to implement in reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You, in your book also, you say, you know, talk about freedom. And I know when I was looking for, when I was transitioning into what I do now, I wanted the freedom, you know. And I, you know, you talk about buying freedom and not just in houses. What does real wealth mean to you? And how do you make that mindset shift?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I mean, money has always been important, right? It's what my parents kind of propounded in my head. Maybe that's what kind of forced me to.
As all of us.
You know, money freedom is, you know, doing what you want, where you want, with whom you want, on your timetable.
Right.
But what it really feels like at the end of the day is like financial independence, where you have enough assets that produce enough income for you, where you can spend it pretty generously and also give some away. For a lot of my clients, that typically means anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 of regenerating cash flow every single month.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you think that, you know, is, you're saying that wealth is making that much money, or how is, because I'm thinking that wealth, let me just say, wealth to me means like more than just having money, you know, more than that. And I know that we need it, but how are you, explain what wealth is like, because is it generational? What is it? Like, we hear it, but what is it in your eyes? What is it?
I mean, I'm more realist here.
Okay.
Money's not everything, but it sure makes life a lot easier.
Gotcha.
And it
sure
gives you choices.
Gotcha.
I'm not here to say that. I forgot what the study was. Like $75,000 was the breaking point. I don't know anybody who really agrees with it. I think more like, you know, if you're able to like live off $15,000, I think that's what, $150,000, $200,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think then, you know, then you can afford of some splurges here or there, but like to me, like, you know, life gives you choices. That now you're not trading time for money,
you can get
a day job, and you can pursue what you want to do. But you know, I think most people never get there where they get to decide what they want to do if they didn't have to do anything. But you know, like I'm not here to decide. I think you got to get there first and figure that out. That's, you know, that's a good
problem. Yeah, everybody has a different place. Yeah. Okay, I can hear that. I can accept that all of us have a different, you know, idea of wealth,
I'm not a big motivation and rah-rah guy. I'm more like, how do we tactically talk about what are you going to do next?
Right.
All right. You have 20 grand. You can get a 20% down payment on a $100,000 house that rents for $1,000 that after all expenses, you might net a couple hundred bucks a year, $2,000 a year. Cool. Do that thing again, right? Buy another. Save up 20 grand a year or two later. Buy another one. Now you're netting $400. Maybe that first property appreciated a little bit, and let's 1031 exchange into the next one, right? Like, this is what I basically did from 2009 to 2015 when I had 11 rental properties, and then I went to the bigger apartments from there. Okay. And this is kind of what I teach in the wealth elevator was made to be kind of my path, my linear path through these different stages of wealth building, because that's the thing. It's like you hear all these financial tips and hacks on TikTok and shorts. Nobody ever tells, like, some are really good advice, some are horrible advice, but when does it really pertain to where you're at? Right? To me, the framework that I put in my book is like, there's different floors to the wealth elevator. When you're on the first floor of the wealth elevator and your net worth, you're not a credit investor, your net worth is under $1 million. To me, go buy little rental properties. That's what I did. You know, everything I talk about in the book is more of an experience share, you know. But when you get past a certain point, you know, credit investor status, buying little rental properties is just not scalable, and it's high liability. So that's kind of where the syndications as a passive investor comes into play. And that's exactly what I did, started to do after 2016.
Okay. So when you say syndications, can you share what that means with the audience?
Yeah, so a syndication is just a means of pulling together investors together. Think of it kind of like a mini IPO, right? A mini stock in a way. What I didn't realize when I first started getting into this was that, like the apartment complex down the street, like a 200 unit, 300 unit apartment complex, it could be owned by a big institution through a REIT, right? Where Washington is taking their cut for sure. But sometimes it's owned by 50, 100 investors that all, you know, threw in some money and took it down themselves in a grassroots format or syndication. And then what this allows is passive investors to enter into dozens and dozens of these different projects and diversify. And also not taking on any debt in their own personal name, not being on the hook from a legal liability standpoint, too.
Gotcha. What was your end game when you first got into real estate? What was that?
Initially was to replace my day job, right? Gotcha. Get $5,000 to $10,000 of passive income a month, a lot of which is tax-free because it came from real estate, right? Which is a lot more valuable than dollars coming from a day job, which you got to pay a lot of taxes. And was just to rid myself of this burden of having to go to a job every single day. Then I realized that was a little bit nearsighted. I mean, sometimes we do things out of pain, right? And I was certainly in pain. I didn't like this job. But then I started to realize, like talking to a lot of higher net worth people, that it's not really about cash flow per se, but it's about network generation and getting to that next level and beyond. And then now you start to become more of a professional investor. Right. But this is kind of after, you know, if you read the book, this is more what I talk about in the third floor of the wealth elevator and beyond. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know where people are at. It depends on the first thing is read the book, figure out what floor of the wealth elevator you are at now, and then kind of tailor your mindset and strategy to where you're at now. But, you know, I think it's good to understand what's on the second floor, what's on the third floor and beyond.
Right. Okay. So what would you tell, you know, people who want to get into this? What would you say to them?
Well, read the book, figure out what floor you are on, right? If you don't have any money, you're in credit card debt, don't read my book. It's probably not for you.
What would you tell those that are in it and we're faced with this market right now that there's nothing out there? What would you tell those people?
Yeah. I mean, if you have 20 grand, you know, you can get a 20% down payment on a nice little rental property in the Midwest or where I bought properties, Birmingham, Atlanta, Indianapolis initially.
Okay.
You know, that's the way to get started.
You know? Right. I know when I started listening to, you know, being part of the real estate game, they said, always buy something right in your backyard. Do you suggest that?
I think that's the way people get started, right? I mean, that's what I did. Okay. But oftentimes the best investments, the things that, you know, throw it into the analyzer and you chuck numbers, typically, I mean, a lot of my clients are in higher priced areas. They live in nice areas, right? Because they have good paying jobs. A lot of times, you know, places like California are some of the worst places to buy rental properties.
Okay.
Plus, they're blue states, right? Like when you're the landlord, you typically want to be in a red state with landlord laws on your side.
Gotcha. But, good tip. That's a good one.
Yeah. We actually talked about this in the book where these are the stages of, you know, just being in the landlord, right? On the first floor of the wealth elevator. You want to feel it. You want to touch it. I get it, right? But you got to think more like an investor, right? Invest where the numbers make sense. Live where you want.
Good. And where can they find your book again?
They can go on Amazon. They can just type in The Wealth Elevator. And if they listen to podcasts, they've been podcasting since 2016, also called The Wealth Elevator.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Lane Kawaoka didn't just flip houses. He flipped the script on what wealth is supposed to look like. He walked away from a comfortable career, built a portfolio in silence, and now he's on a mission to help us and the rest of the world to wake up to real estate. If you're tired of being sold retirement dreams that don't cash out, this is your wake-up call. Real estate is an asset. Real estate is freedom. Real estate is real talk. So like and subscribe and share this episode with one of your friends who's still waiting on a miracle from Wall Street. I'm Edna White, and my esteemed guest today, we bid you goodbye and keep on keeping it real.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Charlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.